other kinds of cases. Although most of its time has been spent on murder cases in Mexico, the Foreign Prosecution Unit has been used on occasion in child abuse, robbery, and auto theft investigations. And its officers have pursued murder cases in other countries where laws allow prosecution of foreign crimes. Two cases have been brought in El Salvador, one in France, and one investigation is pending in Honduras. The crimes that lead the officers across the border are quite varied, involving both Mexican and American victims. Lorraine Kiefer, 70, was a well-liked Van Nuys widow and retired real estate broker who worked without pay at an American Cancer Society thrift shop. In 1980, she'd married Gilberto Flores, a longtime acquaintance who was 38 years her junior. 4 years later, police said, Flores hired a second man, Andreas Hernandez Santiago, to kill her for $5,000. Filed in Mexico. After detectives unraveled the October 2, 1984 killing, the case was filed in Mexico, where the two men, both Mexican nationals, had fled. Santiago was arrested in Oaxaca and later convicted and sentenced to 18 years in prison. Flores is still being sought. In one of the first cases handled by the unit in 1985, Juan Francisco Rocha, 36, was arrested in Monterrey, Mexico, for the killing in Hollywood of his girlfriend, Brenda Joyce Abbott, a decade earlier. She had been doused with paint thinner and set on fire. Many of the cases have strong impacts on their communities, Zuria said. The December 8, 1980, killing of Lisa Ann Rosales was such a case, prompting the Los Angeles City Council to offer a $25,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. A local high school started a college scholarship in Lisa's name, and an elementary school named a garden after her. There were few solid leads until a woman called police anonymously in 1985, saying her conscience bothered her and that she wanted them to know that Castro, who worked as a maintenance man at the Rosales home, was the killer. That lead gave the case a new focus, and police said more evidence was uncovered against Castro. Castro, who had returned to Mexico weeks after the killing, confessed shortly after he was arrested in Mexicali in 1986, according to police in both countries.